Donegal Local Development Company were the successful bidder for the tender here, and they have in place now 10 health facilitators for the two hubs, one North Donegal, one South Donegal. They have been very busy to meet the targets that were set initially of having 50 people with health and wellbeing plans drawn up and worked on before the end of August. And they're now working on the next tranche of applicants who are interested in looking at their health and determining, you know, is there an area that they would like to do some work on themselves.
This is essentially a preventative measure, which means what you're doing is trying to get people to be healthier now so that they don't develop health issues a little later on in life. With that in mind, it's quite difficult to quantify what the ultimate benefit of that is for society and for the health services a whole.
It is, but we know that you know, the increase in, you know, whether it's chronic disease, increases in obesity, for example, even increases in diabetes, that's costing almost $1.5 billion to the health sector every year for a preventable disease. So we are very much looking at ways that we can support communities to promote the health and well-being of the population there. So we've had the opportunity through this Interreg 5A funding to actually bring in specialists from across the region, because we're linked in with Scotland. We've had people from the NHS who have experience in this area to come across and do training with our trainers to ensure that, you know, they have the most up-to-date information, that they are aware of how to do brief interventions with people and to set them kind of on a path to health.
Having seen the initial start-up and having seen the first tranche of people go through the system, you're confident this is going to be a success?
We certainly are at this point in time. It has been a tremendously busy period, and we've had the opportunity, you know, of quite a range of cross-border training, and equally our cross-border partners are benefiting from some of the training that we can bring from the HSE end. So that in itself, you know, I think it's a very good use of the public purse, so that, you know, you're not duplicating, you're learning from each other, and you're putting into practice both an evidence-based and best practice in localities, and taking it to where people are at within the community. And that has been the advantage of having a group like DLDC running this programme. They know the communities in Donegal so well at this stage.